Shalom. This is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Brit Am Broadcasting Israel. Speaking to you on behalf of Brit Am 10 Tribes. Brit Am 10 Tribes represents the 10 Tribes of Israel. We seek to unify the 10 Tribes of Israel with Judah, with the Jewish people. Originally there were 12 tribes, 10 of the tribes got lost. That is, they lost consciousness of their identity and their ancestry became unknown to them, forgotten by them, and unknown to the rest of the world. We have discovered, or rather we have renewed interest in this subject. We have given additional proofs to enabling the identification of the lost 10 tribes in the world today. We have been able to give additional evidence, further proof, stronger proof, to solidify the existing proofs that existed concerning the lost 10 tribes. And we have shown that the lost 10 tribes today, according to the Bible, according to biblical passages, biblical interpretations, according to the rabbis, according to the Talmud and Midrashim, and also according to secular knowledge, history, linguistics and mythology, the 10 tribes today are to be found mainly amongst Western peoples. That is where they historically and biblically were unable to give expression to their Israelite ancestry. This is what Brit Am 10 Tribes has proven. And we are broadcasting to you now on behalf of Brit Am. We are bringing a message to you concerning where the lost 10 tribes are. And we are also, at this point, working to increase biblical awareness, biblical consciousness, knowledge of the scripture. And as part of this endeavor of ours, we are studying the Psalms. The Psalms, the book of Psalms, is one of the most important books in the Bible. It, as if all of the Bible is important, but some certain aspects of the Bible, according to how we are unable to relate to it, attained by nature of how they are written, by nature of their message, taking into consideration to the degree in which they speak to our inner being. Certain books of the Bible have more import than others, and one of the most important books of the Bible from that point of view, from the point of view of its message of how it speaks to others and how it enables us to express ourselves, the book of Psalms is one of the most important books in the book, not only in the Bible, but in all history of the world. We are studying now Psalm 135. It says, praise the Lord, praise ye the name of the Lord, praise him, O ye servants of the Lord. All those who worship God, who believe in God, who want to do the will of the Almighty, who study his word in order to been able to better fulfill their Israelite destiny, their unique destiny, they are considered servants of the Almighty, and they are called upon to praise him, to praise God. As it says in Psalms 135 verse 2, you stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. People that learn the Bible, that identify with ancient Israelite, that acknowledge the Almighty in a spiritual sense, they are as if they stand in the temple. The temple in ancient times, in effect, well, that is what we call the temple, in effect it consisted of an open courtyard. Or rather, one large courtyard divided into two major courtyards. In the most sanctified of the two courtyards, there stood a building, a sanctuary, which actually occupied only a small section of the total area. And this sanctuary was in turn divided into two portions. There was the sanctuary itself, and within the sanctuary there was a more holy area, a holy of holies, a sanctuary of sanctuary. That is the building of the temple. So, the worship of the temple in the temple used to be carried out by the Levites and by the Kohens, by the priests. They were in the one section. The other section, all of Israel, after they've been purified, stood in the other section. But it's not so much the physical domain, even though the physical domain is important. The physical existence of the temple is important. And God willing, the temple will be rebuilt. We do believe in physicality. We do believe in reality, the literal application of the word of the Almighty. In addition to that, there's also a figurative sense, a symbolical sense, or a sense in which the physical reality made had an effect upon our spirituality, upon our reality of our psychological appreciation of the presence of God revealing himself to us through his service in the temple, through us doing his will as he had commanded us. And all those who so seek to do the will of the Almighty, as if they stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God, in the courts of the temple. They are called upon to praise the Lord, for the Lord is good, the God Almighty is good. Sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant. It's good to worship the Almighty. It's not only our obligation, something we are bound to do, it is something that we must do, but it is sweet and pleasing and beneficial to us and to others. For the Lord hath chosen Jacob unto himself, and Israel his peculiar treasure. The people of Israel have been chosen. This is a fact that people of Israel are the chosen people. Maybe this is racist, maybe it isn't. It's the truth. Deal with it. Being chosen also means bearing additional obligations and being expected to act differently. Being chosen means not only having greater blessings promised to you, but also means that you have to do more than others. Not to let yourself sink down to the same level as your neighbor. If your neighbor is at a low level, you should not sink to his level. You should not only set your sights to be a little bit better than those around you. You have been chosen, you have been taken out, you have a divine task which has been laid upon you according to what you are, and you must fulfill it. And that is why you were chosen, that is what you must do, and you cannot say anything about it. You only have to either do what you have been chosen to do or not do it, and bear the consequences. Do it and receive a price, receive a reward. That is how human beings react. That is how we are built. We seek to do that which brings benefit to us and to our family and to those around us and to our people. And we have been chosen. We have been given a greater opportunity, more opportunities than others. We are better than others in some ways. But in other respects, we have more obligations than the other people. We are called upon to do more than they have been called upon to do, to act in a higher way than they have been called upon to act. We have been given greater responsibilities. And that is a way of life. That is what people expect of you, what people expect of others. You have a mayor of a city and you have someone who cleans the streets. So the cleaner person who cleans the streets may well be a better person than the mayor. He may be a better person, a nicer person, and fulfill his task in life with greater conscientiousness than the mayor does. Even so, if this person goes out and gets drunk in the evening, it's not such a bad thing, or it might be a bad thing, but his area of effect is smaller. He may embarrass his friends, embarrass his family, not function as well as he could within the framework in which he finds himself. Whereas a mayor goes out and gets drunk, who behaves disgracefully, he brings shame upon his not only upon himself, but upon his family, but upon the whole city, the whole apparatus, the whole structure all around him, and he is denigrated with the opprobrium. He is condemned to a greater degree, even though he has done the same deeds, because he is been chosen in this life to fulfill a higher task or a different task. And therefore he has a greater obligation to behave in a way that another person may not be expected to. And that is the same throughout life. And that is also in our life, in our tasks in life. In one stage in our life we might be at a low level, then we might go forward, advance in life, suddenly have responsibility or chosenness thrust upon us, and then in that such a case we must rise to the occasion and act in accordance. So this is what our psalm is telling us. Israel have been chosen, the people, the descendants of Jacob have been chosen. God chose us, and Israel is his peculiar treasure. It's a peculiar treasure, Am Segulotor. It is Israel not only a treasure, it is also something which has greater qualities, has the ability to do more. That is the secret of being a peculiar treasure. The Lord is great. We must know that the Lord is great, that our Lord is above all gods. God is the creator. He's the power to do more for us than all others. And God also has the power, the ability, he will, if he so wishes, to overrule all other considerations. Whatsoever the Lord pleases, that did he in heaven and in earth and in the seas and all deep places. He causes the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings with the rain, bringing you the wind out of his treasuries. He smote the firstborn of Egypt, both of man and of beast. He sent tokens and wonders into the midst of Egypt. Upon Pharaoh and upon all his servants, he smote great nations and slew mighty kings. Sihon, the king of the Amorites, Og, king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan. God took the Israelites out of Egypt. He led them through the wilderness. He brought them into the land of Canaan. With the help of the Almighty, the Israelites were able to defeat the Canaanites and Amorites and to wipe out most of them. A few remained, and some of them may be found amongst the present-day Palestinians. And they are acting in accordance, acting like the Asian Canaanites, Asian Amorites. They hate the Israelite peoples. They hate the Jewish people. They want to kill us, to wipe us out. They want to do all they can to destroy us, even if it means their own self-destruction. And they have been enabled to act in accordance to the will of all the haters of Israel throughout the world. All of the Gentile heathen nations are raging and cursing and spewing forth vomit words of platitudes of hatred. And they are doing that out of sheer spite, sheer vindictiveness against the chosen people, against the Jewish people, against the Israelite people. And all those who believe in God, all those who believe in the Bible, all those who are chosen, part of the chosen people, have to resist this source of venom, to resist, to ignore it, to go ahead and build in spite of it, to go ahead and do what God wants us to do despite the ragings of the heathen all around us. As it says, he gave their land, God gave the land of the Amorites and the Hittites and the Palestinians unto the people of Israel for an heritage, and heritage unto Israel, his people. Israel is the people of God. The land of Israel belongs to the people of Israel. The Jews are beginning to dream the land of Israel. The Jews represent that portion of the Israelite people who did not get lost but remained identifiable. In the future, the rest of the Israelite nations will become identified. The lost Gentiles will return and rejoin with Judah and also receive a portion in the greater land of Israel that was stretched from the Nile to the Euphrates. As may be seen in articles on our website explaining this according to history and according to the Bible, according to scriptures, go to our website, www.britam.org, BRITAM.ORG, and you will find articles on this subject concerning the future borders of the land of Israel and the land of Israel according to the biblical prophecies and its borders. In the future there will be climate changes, the land will be healed, it will be ecologically restructured, it will be healed of the abuse that the Arabs who dwelt upon it have caused it. The Arabs cut down the trees, they caused the land to get hotter, they cause because there's less vegetation due to the Arabs cutting down all the trees and all the vegetation and overgrazing the land with goats and so on. They cause soil erosion, they cause a removal of the green covering of the surface. This causes results in the land heating up more than it should do so, and precipitation not falling, not descending, not becoming water, not becoming moisturized. And it is has a cyclical effect, and that in its turn prevents vegetation from going elsewhere, from greenery from arising, and it results in desert conditions. This will be reversed in the future. God Almighty will, through his agency or through the agency of mankind, will enable this process of land destruction that the Arabs initiated, the Arabs caused. God Almighty will enable us, enable these lights to return the land and to heal the land, to make the land more bearable and easier, more convivial towards human existence. As Psalms continues, 135:13, Thy name, O Lord, endureth forever, and thy memorial, O Lord, are throughout all the generations. For the Lord will judge his people, and he will repent himself concerning his servants. God will restore the Jews. The Jews are the servants of the Almighty, so the rest of the Israelites in their own way. The Almighty will rectify the injustice that were practiced against the Jews, and prejudice committed against other Israelites will be as if God himself had repented of allowing them to be mistreated in the past, and will make it better. God will heal us. He will reform us. He will enable us to return. And if any of us have sinned, if any of us ourselves have done bad, have been persecuted the Jews, or persecuted ourselves, or not lived our lives as we should have done, we follow after God, go according to the Bible, and pray to God and try and do as well as we can. God willing, we will be enabled to rectify what needs rectifying and to restore what needs restoring, and to come once again into the ambit of the temple, of the temple service, to once again be accepted as servants of God Almighty, and to be one with the God, Lord God Almighty, Creator of the earth, the God of Israel, who chose the Israelite nations as his peculiar nations. And we should always remember that idols of the heathen are silver and gold, the work of a man's hands, they're the work of emptiness. Everything is put up in place instead of God Almighty is worth nothing. They are mouths, but they speak not, eyes have they, but they see not, they have ears, but they hear not, neither is there any breath in their mouths. They that make them alike unto them, so is everyone that trusts in them. And one who believes in false idols will become false like them, and empty as they are. Bless the Lord, as it says, bless the Lord, O house of Israel, bless the Lord, O house of Aaron, and bless the Lord, O house of Levi, ye that fear the Lord, bless the Lord. We ask God to bless him. We best ask him to bless the three attributes of Israel. The house of Israel means primarily the 10 tribes of Israel, those who are lost, but still are found amongst Western peoples, and today are fulfilling their task, or should be fulfilling their task that God Almighty gave unto them in their time of exile, that was given as their lot, as their portion, to be fulfilled in these latter times, to bring justice and righteousness into the world, and to do the best well as they can what has been given unto them, and that is very much to receive the blessing that God Almighty promised them, and to live up to it, to live according to it. And then we are also reminded the house of Israel, meaning the 10 tribes, are to be blessed and to be praised, and we to recognize them. We have to the house of Levi, meaning the religious worship of God Almighty, the house of Levi, those priests, those who are called and set aside to serve the God Almighty, such as the ultra-Orthodox in the land of Israel, who learn the Torah, learn the Bible, learn the Talmud, who learn how the Bible is to be applied in practical terms, and dedicate themselves most of their lives to serving God, and they do this selflessly, and they do this very well, with great dedication, and they are to be admired. And they are really heroes, and 99% of them are great people. You have some exceptions, and this is what they are. The exceptions really are exceptions, because on the whole, most of them are very admirable personages, and they do learn, and they do dedicate themselves to the God of Israel, and they bring new knowledge into the earth. And then we also have the Zion and Jerusalem, God is to blessed be the Lord out of Zion, which dwelleth at Jerusalem. Praise ye the Lord. The Zion in Jerusalem means, in this case, the rest of the people of Judah who are returning and rebuilding the land. It also means those who are lost in tribes who identify with them and work with them. And all of these aspects of the people of Israel, meaning the 10 tribes, the house of Levi, meaning those who study the law, and also Zion and Jerusalem, meaning the Zionists, and the Jews in Israel, in the land of Israel, and those who identify with them, also amongst lost tribes who work towards the same goals that they have, all of these must be blessed. We ask God to bless them, and we also call upon them to bless the God Almighty. Through blessing God Almighty, through giving praise to God Almighty, blessing will come down upon us. That is what the psalm is saying. That is what the Bible says throughout, and that is a principle that should never be forgotten. More details on these matters, and more information concerning the Lost Ten Tribes, or concerning biblical studies in general, may be found from our website, www.britam.org. Go to our website, and you will find much more information on these matters and on related subjects. This is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Britam Broadcasting, Israel, saying thank you, and may... I hope you have benefited from this talk. It was good to give it unto you, and God willing, we will merit to give you other talks, and you will listen to them and take heed to them. And if you have any comments or criticisms, we will also be pleased to hear of them. Get in touch with us. Go to our website, britam.org, britam.org, and there you will find links to our email addresses, address to which we may be contacted. Thank you very much. God bless you all.